In the name of the Almighty God, the Omnipotent, the pillar behind those who believe in Him, I find it necessary to make this call on all our people at home and abroad about this our nation, Nigeria. Everything around us is showing us that we are on the brink of disastrous change and we need God to come to our aid. And we have the tool with which to call on God in our hands, but we are not using it. I'm therefore calling on us to priests between now and October 1st to start saying the prayer that we have been given in our national anthem, which is the second stanza of the national anthem. I want all of us to go and learn it by heart. Walking, sitting, standing, we should be saying it. It's a prayer that the Almighty will answer, because we need all that are in that stanza. It goes like this: O God of creation, direct our noble course, guide our leaders right. That particular sentence is us calling on God to guide our leaders right. All our leaders at the local level, at the state level, at the national level, at the center. They all need the Spirit of God to guide them aright, to direct them in the way they are handling the affairs of the nation. Help our youth, the truth, to know. Most of our youths, they don't even know what is right from what is wrong. So many examples that they are seeing around them have not encouraged them to lead the type of life that will enhance their future and make them leaders of today and tomorrow. Oh God of creation, and in love and honesty to grow. Think about it. There is lack of love in this nation among us. If there is love, nobody will steal our resources. Nobody will steal from their neighbors. The nation is devoid of honesty. So we are using this stanza to call on God. So please help all of us to grow in love and in honesty. And the next line says, and living just and true. We need to live a better life, a life that cares, where equity is uppermost in the distribution of our resources, in the distribution of our means of livelihood among ourselves, and truthfulness. We have to be more truthful. Everything that is happening now is because we have been immersed in a lot of lies. People have built up their lives on lies, and this is affecting every facet of this nation. If God answers us, and I believe will answer us, we will attain lofty heights. Nigeria will be one of the best in the Committee of Nations, because then the next line will also apply. We will build a nation where peace and justice shall reign. Once we learn this stanza and start saying this stanza, our nation will have peace. All these drums of war that is being beaten, everybody wants to secede. We will all be able to live as brothers and sisters, because there will be justice. There will be no envy. We know this world cannot be devoid of sins, but it can be very much minimized. When we say this prayer, which God has given us as a national prayer, I'm appealing to everybody in Nigeria. Traders, artisans, professionals, teachers, lawyers, doctors, everybody, whatever profession you are in, as long as you can read and write and speak English, please learn this stanza and make it a part of your daily prayers from now on. And we will all see the changes that God will bring about in our lives. This is a message that has been in my mind for over 30 years. And I keep pushing it until God Himself directed me to say, no, don't push it to anybody. Make a national broadcast. Let it be heard all over Nigeria. Let everybody in every nook and corner of Nigeria start saying this prayer. And the Almighty God that we all worship, He will listen to us. And we will see the difference in our ways of lives, in the way we are led, and in the way we follow. May the Almighty listen to us. My dear brothers and sisters, my fathers, my mothers, my children, please heed this call. I thank you very much for listening. God will answer all our silent prayers too. Amen. My name is Anyoke Sinotu Aderoju Ojikutu. I'm the first elected deputy governor in Nigeria. I'm just a simple citizen who have the love of the people of Nigeria and this nation at heart. And I want to see this nation become better. And it is possible with you and me joining hands together to make it good. Thank you.